It's Thursday, September 2nd, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Where the sales and employees are going leads to a disconnect. New updates on reopening and mandate plans across the industry. And did you know Windows Server 2020 is out? This is the Business of Tech. Research group NPD is reporting that business-to-business channel sales for this year will be stronger than 2020's $93 billion. This is attributed to return to work, software deployment, and the backlog in hardware orders. Gartner is predicting governments around the world will increase their IT budgets by 6.5% in 2022, and 64% of that spend will go to, quote, IT services and software to improve responsiveness and resilience of public services, end quote. COVID-19 is the catalyst for digital transformation, and Gartner predicts more than 50% of government agencies will have modernized legacy software and improved their resilience by 2025. KPMG's survey of CEO sentiment has about 60% saying they're confident about what's ahead for the global economy, the highest since January 2020. Of course, the conference board also said that consumer confidence sank to six-month lows, and the University of Michigan survey is even worse. That said, Pluralsight is reporting on an upskilling process, employees getting advanced skills via additional education and training. The company found that since early 2020, remote employees reported that skills involving cloud computing, cybersecurity, and data storage were most lacking in their daily routines. The report also found that most remote employees' confidence to do their current jobs was down 13% from a year ago, as office adjustments were made. Additionally, technologists in small organizations showed lower levels of satisfaction with upskilling resources, 65%, than their peers at extra-large, 73%, and large, 82% companies. Location also appears to be mattering less for hiring. In a new survey from management consulting company Alliance Group, about one-third, 30%, are, quote, expanding tech talent recruiting to outside typical high-tech areas. And 25% said they were, quote, opening up offices in these non-high-tech locations to support their initiatives. So why do we care? Careful of that sales boost for return to work, as return to work is being delayed. I'd offer Gartner is more accurate, seeing investment in technology for governments because of modernization, which is true in business too. There's a solid disconnect here between CEOs and consumers, and I'd offer that employees too. All the signs point to a growing disconnect. My take is that this disconnect is a lack of understanding of the changing sentiment of customers, employees, and consumers. There's clear signs of cultural trauma, which isn't equally shared, and that's the key insight for me, which one then applies to understanding their own individual business situation. Are your employees reeling and have a new sense of what they want? Or customers? Apply that filter. Google has joined the list of companies delaying reopening, pushing work from home through January 10th of 2022, per a statement on Tuesday. After that, decisions will fall to counties and locations to make local decisions based on conditions there. On the vaccine mandate front, CRN is reporting that Ninja RMM will require employees who want to work in their offices to require vaccination. This joins Google, HPE, Microsoft, and others. And the article notes Intel is offering bonuses to vaccinated employees. Apple has issued a request to share a vaccination status, but not a mandate. UCG, one of New Zealand and Australia's largest supplier of telecommunication services, is going with an incentive scheme, an extra day of annual leave for vaccination, and a $100 gift. And those already vaccinated get that too. Why do we care? Just a bit more data to track the shift in sentiment. Despite the political noise, there appears to be reasonably broad support for mandates and an interest in addressing safety. Take this data and apply in your own approach. Did you know that Windows Server 2022 is out? Yesterday was the official announcement of general availability, despite it actually having rolled out several weeks prior. The announcement really means it's available in all distribution channels. There is not a corresponding Hyper-V server. The 2019 edition is the last, supported until its lifecycle policy ends January 2029, and Azure Stack HCI is the strategic direction. Why do we care? On the product? Not really. For most SMB-focused IT providers, this isn't really news, because there clearly isn't a direction for most SMBs themselves around servers. Microsoft's own strategy is moving away from small servers to cloud services, and that's even true in the mid-market. Why no Hyper-V server? Because the expectation is that virtualization is now used in data centers, not small systems. As a former virtualization MVP myself, this makes total sense to me. If Microsoft thought there was an opportunity in the SMB for servers, they'd have offerings. That should tell you everything you need to know. Join me for the first ever Cisco Provider Elevate two-day virtual event, September 14th and 15th, to start the journey with thought leaders from around the world. With 55 speakers, 22 educational and interactive sessions, networking happy hours, and more, plus a self-assessment to help you grow. I'll be a speaker, and best of all, the event is free. Registration link is right in the show notes. Sign up now, and I'll see you there. Thanks for listening. I am taking the long weekend a day early, so no show tomorrow, and I will be back on Tuesday. Have a great Labor Day weekend, and talk to you then. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.